It's Sunday, April 22nd, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.
With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I'm just going to introduce this topic and let you talk about it.
Okay.
It is the beginning of Rocket Music Week.
Yes. Well, that means a week devoted to people who make music, as well as people who listen to music, people who write music. Music in Northwest Arkansas.
And it starts tonight with the NAMA ceremony, the Northwest Arkansas Music Awards, which I understand you will once again be on the red carpet.
I will. Here's what happens. Now, Bob Cochran and I, and we have been co-hosting the NAMAs together for
312 years.
Roughly. Maybe 10 or 11. I don't
That's about right.
Not since the beginning, but close. And we hand out awards early, and then about the time Bob and I are...
Worn out.
They bring in some younger people. But it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Starts at 7, and it's at George's this year?
Second year now it's been at George's.
Oreo Blue, Afrik Aya, Nathan A. and Max RPM.
Shannon
Should
Wurst.
Be a lot of fun.
We'll be there, yeah.
And then...
Oh, and you don't have to be a musician to come. I think some people still think that it's some sort of closed thing, but no.
It's a ticketed event?
It is. Well, you pay to get in, sure.
Okay.
And then the week starts with all sorts of other things...
Mm-hmm. Conferences and
ends
seminars.
With these seminars on Saturday,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. You can find out more about that all week on Kevin Kinder's blog, nwatunedin.com. And there's a whole bunch of things to do this afternoon.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, one of them starts at 11, so we need to get on the move.
Okay.
It's Bicycle Fayetteville Days.
And they got, you know what I'm going to, you know what I want to see in Bicycle Day? Because we had a small report on this on the Friday show.
Juggling bicyclists with chainsaws.
No. You weren't here at the Friday show. But there is something called the slow race that they're going to have. You get on your bicycle, and it's a 30-yard race course. The last one to cross the line without falling over or having their feet touch the ground is the winner.
Oh, that's
pretty
tough.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
And super tough.
Yes. That starts at 1:30, about the time the beer garden opens. My suggestion is if you're going to try to be in the slow race, to do it before you go to the beer garden.
Good plan.
Balance is key here.
And Three Penny Acre plays sometime during the day. There's
Bent
a poker
green.
Run.
Yes.
Fayetteville Town Center.
Yes.
There's a book signing this afternoon at Eureka Time in Eureka Springs with Diana Henry and photo editor Cynthia Morin. The book's called Whispering Ancestors, The Wisdom of Corn. That's from noon to 5. It's Picture Day in the Park, part of the Omni Center's Earth Day celebration, 1 to 3 at Wilson Park in Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
No Sex, Please, We're British ends today at Rogers Little Theater at 2 o'clock. You might briefly call it a comedy of postal errors.
Okay. Yeah.
Last show, $10 to $45. $45 obviously comes with dinner. Clayton Conversations today at the Clayton House Museum in Fort Smith with furniture maker Gene Rapley. That's at 2 o'clock. And the last two shows of Mary Poppins at the Walton Arts Center, 2 and 7 o'clock. Tickets start at $60. Oh, we're not done yet. Book of Days, the only matinee of this show at the Arts Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. That's at 3 o'clock. And tonight, stand-up comedy again at the UARC Bowl with Tim Kidd. That starts at 7:30, and tickets are $7.
All right,
Becca. Thank you. Becca Martin-Brown is the features editor for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.